RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ooh, hell yeah. Bust it out. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the midday show, day after Christmas, as we get you ready for a big weekend. Andy is on vacation. Abe is in the middle of the Pacific somewhere, losing his money at a casino. So my main man. But there is still another tight-ass dad here with me. My main man, Big Mike Johnson. What up, Mike?
Hey, man, living the dream, baby. One day at a time. I was just telling you. Mine on New Year's, and Bo will appreciate this. Mine on Christmas morning. One woke up, and I'm going to put his business out because he's young enough. One peed to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
The other one woke up 5 o'clock in the morning with a 102 fever.
Just yeah,
Christmas
man.
Morning, bro.
Yeah, man. That's the adventures of having small kids. Obviously, it's a great time. I have a small child and a 12-year-old, so they gave me some grace, Mike, because, I mean, Daddy went a little hard.
Yeah,
Christmas Eve night, and so I had.
What's the drink of choice, man?
I only drink eggnog, and so I had eggnog. But Bo bought me for my birthday a couple years ago the Yellowstone. You know the show Yellowstone.
Yeah.
The bourbon they have, and Bo bought me and so I went mixing that with the eggnog, and then I took some shots of Chattanooga whiskey. So yeah, I was pretty bummed out.
Yeah.
But yet I got everything done and I got a couple hours of sleep and then they came woke me up and everything yesterday morning was freaking awesome. Room was spinning, but I didn't have enough time for it, because it was really, really good, really, really fun. And then yesterday, I mean, my mama came over, but I don't do nothing else. It was so nice. I cooked on the grill yesterday and damn near burnt the chicken
because I was hot outside.
Mike, I was so tired that I forgot to flip the chicken. Like this is like I'm just like so by 8 o'clock I was like, baby, I'm going to bed. And then get up there and lay down and then didn't fall asleep for like 10. So yeah.
Yeah. But we were supposed to go hang out with some friends yesterday. I think you'll vibe with this. Like, you know, when you're supposed to go hang out with friends with kids.
Right.
But your daughter done woke up with a 102.
Right.
Right. So, you know, she takes some Tylenol, she's jumping around, and we're like, you know what, man? We can get us a go. I'm gonna lay it out there for the friends though. Hey, look, daughter woke up this morning 102.
Right.
She's feeling fine now. All good. Well, my friends, they live over, you know, Decatur area. So we're driving down from Sandy Springs. We got about to Buckhead. My daughter started losing it. I was like, nah, dog, we can't do this. We turned back around about 6 o'clock last night and went straight back home. I was like, I ain't taking no screaming 3-year-old over nobody else's house, not when they're sick.
Right.
And the other family we're going to see, they got a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I ain't going to do this to nobody. So, yeah, we're the same way, man. We took it easy. Really, really fun night. I was a little bit embarrassed by myself on Christmas Eve. I'm going to say this. Santa brought my daughter a bicycle.
Sweet.
But he asked me to put it together. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
He asked me to put it together.
You didn't buy a bicycle. Well, you didn't ask Santa for a book. I mean, a bicycle that was already put together.
No, it came in a box.
Great.
Santa was like, "Hey, this one's on you." Delivered it. You know, whatever time he got there, and just left a note. And was like, "Hey, you're gonna have to throw this together." And I thought, "Hey, fair enough, man. Got a little ratchet. You know, get a little wrench out. I'm a handy person. I've done plenty of plumbing and wiring, whatever." Bro, it whooped me.
Yeah,
it absolutely whooped me. I mean, just getting a Just getting the reflectors on was like a 20-minute process. But it had a basket, has fenders on it, has, you know, the had to get the brake line all lined up with the pressures in the right spot, has a little you know, pom-poms coming off the bro, it whooped me. Yeah. So yeah, it was tough. Yeah. I was a little bit upset with myself. I had to pawn off a couple of other you know, projects at the time on my dad, who was in town. He was he was in town to stay the night with us Christmas Eve. So I had to pawn some projects off on him, but we got her done. We got in bed about 12:30.
Because, well, that's a good time. But I know that, you know, because I know we when we left Christmas, before we left our show Christmas Eve, saw Squid Billy, his first Christmas with little mama.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this, he got her house. Well, he didn't get the house. Amy bought the house.
Yes.
And then, so I was curious if my, I told him, just text me around 1 o'clock, I'll be awake. Like most of us dads putting stuff together. So, but yeah, we put out the memo for the first time fathers putting stuff together on Christmas Eve. Make sure the directions are key. They're very, very key. And don't sometimes, as frustrated as it is, I will sit there and say, they don't. It's, and like do that to it. Like, it's not that loose.
Yeah. It's not. then all of a sudden, they throw the pedals in reverse on a bike and the pedal falls
It's not that loose,
really,
man.
I wasn't expecting you to do it like that.
But yeah, man. But yeah, I hope everybody had a great Christmas and everything. And if you're out there, because, you know, that's when they do it.
It's return day.
Return day. Yeah, today, return day. So make sure you have your receipts. Be patient. We always talk about the plus age ladies who are there holding up the line talking about their grandkids. Just be patient and everything like that. But
the AARP members.
They're gonna sit there and do that, man. But yeah, we're gonna have a big weekend. Obviously the Falcons aren't playing this weekend. They play on Monday, so it's not a Falcon Friday, it'd be a Falcon Monday. Am I right, Bo? Falcons Monday and everything like that.
Squid Billy and myself be on it. 6 o'clock Monday night.
You got double duty?
I'm triple dutying, baby. I'm doing Monday morning.
Okay.
And then I'll do the pregame at 6.
Okay.
We'll get handed over from Andy and Joe Patrick. And then I'll sleep here and I'll do the morning shift Tuesday morning.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You sleep here?
100%. There's no point in going home.
Right.
You get off here at 1:30. Got to be back here at 5.
And you sleep on this couch in there?
It's a 30-minute drive home. Nah, I've done it different ways.
Mike, you're a big
dude,
man.
Blow up mattress.
Okay. I'm going to say, you're a big ass dude.
I slept in a chair. It just depends on what time we get off there. I don't mind it. I'd rather do that and drive 30 minutes home to Sandy Springs and then try to make it 30 minutes back. Like, it's really, you're just wasting an hour.
I like my own bed. But that's what I'm going to ask. What was the other time the Falcons had a night game? It was out west.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought about you in Squid. I was like, did they sleep?
Oh, Bo came straight off the plane Monday morning.
Okay.
Came straight out the plane in the studio Monday morning, slept a little bit on the airplane. You know, Bo is a smaller stature fella. He can sleep on the airplane.
Yeah, he can sleep in his chair.
I don't sleep on no airplane. This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit Bobby Jones Golf, GC.com. I got one more question before we move on past the Christmas thing. What would you say the amount of presents that you personally picked out, like, to anybody this year?
I think about this. My older kids, you know, they're college and everything. So what they want, they kind of sit me, you know, parameters of what they want. And so I would go get all their stuff. And more than anything, they wanted money. Now, the littlest one, Bash, who is 3, I got him a couple things, but my wife did the majority of his stuff. And then for our oldest boy, Samson, he got his grades, Mike, where they needed to be. Because he'd been wanting the PS5 for years. And he finally got his grades up to where they need to be. So we got him a PS5. Obviously, I went and got that. And then he went, his Lola, my wife's mom, got him a monitor. So it's like this whole gaming thing where
like one of them curve deals?
Yeah. Bro, I don't know nothing, man. Yeah. But he got
your wide monitor.
Yeah, so he got his PS5 and everything. So he was a dude, and she got it on videotape because that's the fun thing. He opens the paper. Let's go!
Yeah.
I was like, okay, bro.
shoulder checking.
Let's go!
Let's go!
But yeah, no, so for the most part, I did a lot. She did more for the smaller kids. Older kids, they just want money, shoes. I can help that.
Like, what about your wife gives? You pick out a wife gives, or does she tell you what
she
wants?
She kind of told me.
Yeah.
I know she needed some new AirPods, so I got the AirPods. And she wanted this robot thing, Mike. All right. And it's a robot thing. And so yesterday she's like, is this what I got, a robe and some other stuff?
But okay.
She wanted this robot thing. And so I find it, I get her this robot thing, and yesterday all day, it's not working. It's not working, it's not, the commands aren't going, like the robot's eyes are moving, but it's not verbally talking. So she's just frustrated all day she's frustrated.
I just got one cool question. Does it have legs or does it roll on
It rolls.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
And so she's frustrated, Mike, all day yesterday because she cannot get this thing to talk back. And so we got Bash, a little red robot. He talks and everything, and hers would not talk. And so she's frustrated. I mean, all day she's frustrated. So this morning she gets up, and I'm just sitting there watching. And so she's getting ready for the gym, coming out huffing and puffing at this damn robot. And then all of a sudden, I think his name is Lonnie.
Okay.
And so she says, Lonnie, what's the weather? And Lonnie talks. And her whole one has been made, dog.
Got flipped up.
But like yesterday, it was all frustrating. But yeah, no, I'm a good gift buyer. I'm a horrible present wrapper. That's why everybody knew which present daddy wrapped and which mama's wrapped. And that's fine with me. That's why it's all getting ripped off 100%. At the same time. It's all getting ripped off.
I don't need to be a big wrapper. My wife, straight up, I think she has learned over, let's see, we'll have our 7-year anniversary in March. She's learned that, like, she usually never likes anything I get for her that I pick out.
Dude.
So it's just like, I'm like, what do you want? And she doesn't even tell me, like, a thing anymore. She just will say something like, I want to go shopping. I want to go on a trip. I want to have a night at a hotel by myself.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
I'm like, fine.
Right.
I just wrapped her up an envelope. It literally said, duh, 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 duh. That's what it said on the Christmas card, and there was just money inside.
There you
said,
go
shop.
And she's happy with that. Now, she already,
she
gave away one of the gifts. I got her this bag, and I guess I shouldn't have got to be. It's a nice beach bag because they love to go to the beach.
Exactly.
I wanted to get her a new bag and everything, but it's smaller than the picture looked. So it looks like a purse. And so she's like, I'm not.
This is not.
And so she gave it to our daughter Kai. I was like, I got a new bag. And then the robe I got her, it was ugly, but it looked nice in the picture. And so she sees it. And so Mama gets to the house yesterday, and it's one of these electric robes that you plug in and it want. And she's like, you know, I don't get hot like that. I was like, well, what if it's cold or something, baby? And I'd be damned if my mama sees it. She's like, oh, I like that right there. And my wife says,
snap it up.
Here you go.
There you go.
Here you go, Mom.
You can have this.
Like, but damn.
I bought my wife a I needed some stocking stuffer. So I bought my wife an herb garden, like that goes in the window.
Right.
Just little, I mean, tiny, like you can imagine, just little candles.
Right.
And she straight up took it out and was like, You thought I was gonna like this? You're like, what'd you done bought me a project? I was like, you know, I just thought, hey, let's try the green thumb.
Yeah, man.
She's coming off like a bad person. She's a lovely woman.
She's awesome. But
a lovely woman.
But it's all right, though, man, because the most important thing she got was the same thing your wife got, that cash.
That's it.
And so they're fine. Like, all right,
set me free.
And that's the thing about she's out right now. So go ahead and do what you do because we're supposed to, Friday's our date night, right? And I'm so tired. And so I forgot. We have a standing reservation. It's been like 2 weeks ago. And so that's tonight. And I'm like, damn.
Oh.
And then she's like, well, if we don't go, we'll go to the movies. I'm like,
I like the movies.
But I know what she wants to see.
I don't know.
I know what she wants to see. She wants to go see Avatar.
Okay.
And so I'm like, do I want to sit in a theater for 3 damn hours?
Yeah, that's a whole commitment.
That's like, so.
I'm like, I'm kind of capped at 90 minutes these days.
Yeah, so I told her, I said, I'll give her an answer when I get off the date.
Yeah.
Because I don't think about going to restaurants. Like, I get dressed up.
Yeah, and really, it doesn't even feel like a Friday,
yeah.
You know, because it's the day after Christmas.
Right, right. So I don't want to get dressed up. She don't feel like getting dressed up, so I'm like, okay. So if I go to this damn movie, it's going to be something. Because I go to sleep in every single movie.
Speaking of it being Friday, yesterday was Thursday, so you got NFL all day.
Yeah,
did
man.
Did you catch any of the action? Does it feel weird to have football on Christmas?
No.
Even though it's a Thursday?
Not anymore, because they just—
Last year they did it, and it was Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, because they just straight snatched the NBA's day.
They did.
And, you know, I had the games on. I watched a lot of the first game. And then, you know, after the first game, we had people coming and going. So I was catching in, you know, what I could as far as that Lions game. And I looked up this morning. And I was like, hold on. Did that say that dude had 5 turnovers?
Yeah, yes, he did.
In a must-win game. In a must-win game. This dude had 5 turnovers.
Just like that whole Lions season, we'll get into this because we'll do what's trending when we come back from the break in just a minute. But that whole team, the Lions to me, such a huge indicator of how big coordinators are in the NFL.
Oh, no doubt, brother.
You lose both your coordinators. Dan Campbell's like suddenly, like, I don't know what, a month and a half, 2 months ago, is like, I'm calling plays.
And he did good the first game.
And he did fine.
Yep.
And then it's like, well, maybe we'll hit the reset button on that. I say this, too, before we go to break. Yesterday, I turned on 2 different games. Now, I don't know if this is just because it's Christmas, Thursday night, weird broadcast, Netflix, whatever it may be. Turned on 2 different games, and the actual main broadcast had people join via Zoom. I couldn't. I was not a fan. Did you notice this, Bo? Chris Carter was doing one of them.
Oh,
and I don't know who it was on Matt Ryan's broadcast, but it was like people joining via Zoom.
Dude,
I'm like, man, you know, this is cool as like a Manning cast or like an alt cast. I don't need you to join via Zoom on a regular broadcast.
I'm good on all that. Just put me on the regular thing. The funniest thing about yesterday, and obviously, like you said, we'll talk about it, was the Netflix panel. and Michael Irvin with that damn tuxedo. Mike had that damn tuxedo on, and then at the end, how he ate and took that bite out that damn steak.
Kissing Mario Cristobal.
Oh, my God. I love that dude, man.
We'll hit what's trending when we come back. We'll talk some NFL. We'll talk college football. I got a question for Randy, guys. We're building up to the bowl games. What's the biggest game Randy ever played in college? We'll chop that up when we get back on the other side. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Pickens is split wide to the right on third and 11. Blitz look, four-man rush. Prescott a deep drop. Flag is down. Deep ball to the middle of the field. Caught Turpin. Running away. Turpin. There's a flag down. Turpin in the end zone. Touchdown, Turpin. He outran everybody. 86 yards.
Gotta love it, man. Sports Radio, 92.9 Game. It's the midday show. My name is not Andy, but that is Randy. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us so much. I was making fun of it off top because Andy always welcomes y'all in at 11 o'clock. He says, good morning.
Yeah.
And I'm psyched so mad in the car. Whenever if I'm in the car, whenever y'all hit the airways, and I love y'all show. Y'all show straight up always been my favorite show on this.
Thank you.
For as long as I can remember. And I tell people that all the time. They're like, man, I love y'all show. I'm like, yeah, I like Andy and Randy, but it's all good. I appreciate it. No, but every time he says good morning, I text him. I'm like, hey. I've been up for 8 hours, big dog.
Dude, what time do you usually get up coming in?
Man, my first alarm goes off at 3:50. I'm a multiple alarm kind of guy.
Hell no.
Multiple alarm kind of guy. And I'm a morning person, bro. I absolutely love it.
Right.
I love driving down here with nobody on the road. I love hitting that nice, piping hot cup of coffee on the way in.
Yeah.
I love settling down to hit the laptop at, 5 a.m. whenever I get here. But when I get off, there is that, 25-minute ride home where all of a sudden my eyes get, my eyes get heavy.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
Anyways, appreciate you guys listening. Merry Christmas. Merry return day to anybody out there standing in line. Hopefully you'll put us on the Odyssey app and the AirPods, whatever. Hopefully you got some new AirPods like Randy's wife
did. Yeah, man. Yeah, dog. I mean, because I'm so old school. They got the new ones, the little small ones. I got those. But I was happy because, I'm not one, because I still got this phone. I got an SE that my kids and everybody pick at me about because it's small. My kids, they pick at me.
It ain't even as bad as Andy's because Andy's a smaller than
exactly.
That.
And so they pick at me about that. So I just was randomly, I don't know where I was at. And I saw somebody's Apple Watch. I was like, damn, that's a nice watch. I looked at him like mine. I was like, why is mine like look like that? And so I had the original.
You got the OG.
The original one.
Yeah.
And so I never paid no more attention to it. And so
yours is square.
And so today, yesterday they got me. That's what I got for Christmas. My family got me the new Apple Watch.
Bet.
And I put it up to my old watch. Like, yeah, you can see the damn difference.
That's really,
so
though.
So excited.
We'll talk about NFL in just a second. That's really a dangerous thing, I think, if your family member buys somebody a watch. Because, like,
time running out and all that stuff.
Bro, my wife brought me this watch. She bought me this, like, 5 years ago. It's a Garmin. I had an Apple Watch. She bought me a Garmin. I was like, you know, I'm kind of – my Apple Watch needed to be updated, whatever. I had an OG. And she bought me a Garmin. She was like, I just thought you'd like a Garmin. But it took me, bro, a solid year. I'm not going
to
lie.
To wear it.
And I finally told her a year after that. I was like, yeah, for the first year, I ain't want to wear it. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I messed up my whole day. I don't even know where the clock is. Got to change the interface.
Is that like the whole shoes thing? Buying on the shoes?
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of is.
Yeah.
Kind
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's like your little partner down on your wrist. I need all the information.
Old person tell. They'll walk out your life. Don't buy the woman no shoes. Like, all right, man.
Well, my wife, man, she fits every category with that. She's like, don't buy me no shoes. I don't need nothing. She don't want me to color coordinate anything that has to do with her.
Oh, don't do that. No, leave it alone.
Did have some NFL games yesterday. Did see Broncos Chiefs. Chiefs really played a nice brand of football, even though passing yards were hard to come by for Ludicon, the quarterback yesterday.
He's awful.
There was a big deal kind of made. I don't know if you saw it, Travis Kelce, like walking on the field. Cameras kind of followed him. It's like Joe Namath going down the huddle after the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a whole big deal.
Yeah, man. I mean, you'll never find a bigger Travis Kelce fan than me. I love his game. I think he's one of the best to ever play the position.
Love it.
But I've watched him the last couple of years, and it just hasn't been Kelce. And I think he's in a position now. Whenever you see an athlete take that long to leave the field, you kind of know what time it is.
Yeah.
And so I would not be surprised if this was his final year. And it sucked that he had to go out this way. But, yeah, I mean, the one thing about Kelce's do, because Kelce dominated games.
Yeah, he did.
Dominated games. And it just got to a point where you just didn't see that anymore. And, you know, every athlete comes to grips with that's not me.
He did an interview yesterday before the game with Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really good and really well done because, obviously, I was with the Falcons at the end of Tony's career. Their game's obviously different, but I was curious to hear that from your perspective because Travis doesn't have and it's not explosiveness. It's the twitchiness.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't have the twitch that he once had, a few years back. And the separation's not there because of that. And so watching him, I'm with you. I feel that way about Trent Williams, the left tackle from 49ers.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like, when I look at Lyman, I'm like, bro,
that
dude
he was a bad dude for a long time. Yeah.
I don't know if it's quite up to the level that you would expect from him. I mean, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame in my book. So that was interesting, too. But, the Broncos get the win over the Chiefs yesterday. Really
How good
hard
do you think the Broncos
by.
Are?
I think they're an elite defense with a really good offensive coach.
Yes, I agree. Okay, because Bo Nix was all right yesterday.
Yeah, and that's how I feel.
It was all right.
I thought the quote from Sean Payton they showed yesterday on the broadcast this game was really good. He said, with Drew, if a game's coming down to one play, with Drew Brees, I'm calling timeout. We're setting it up. I'm going to let Drew operate at an elite level.
Right.
He said, with Bo Nix, I ain't calling no timeout. I'm going to let Bo Nix go out and do what Bo Nix does and try to make magic happen.
Right.
And if he does, he does. And if he doesn't,
we're screwed.
And I was like, I can see that. Like, I can absolutely respect everything Sean Payton is saying right there. So, I thought as far as play callers go, one of the most elite matchups you could possibly have between play callers yesterday was Sean Payton and Andy Reid on the field. The Broncos get the better at that one with the Chiefs. Lions and Vikings yesterday. Vikings come out 23-10 with Max Brosmer. But I just mentioned the struggle with Ludicon in the passing game for the Chiefs. Max Brosmer from the Vikings, 51 yards passing, complete blank show when it comes to offense for them. But you mentioned earlier the Lions with all the turnovers. I think it was six turnovers.
Yes.
They haven't had a turnover in the 4 weeks leading up to the game yesterday, and I think they ended up with six turnovers yesterday. I don't know what to make of them if you're a Lions fan.
I mean, the thing with the Lions is, and you mentioned in the last segment, that they didn't – I'm sure they thought they had a replacement for those coordinators because I'm pretty sure that Dan knew that those guys were going to leave.
Yeah.
And so the coordinators, when they're injured, they are the most snake-bitten team.
Yeah.
When you talk about Brian Branch and those guys, they don't have an edge rusher opposite of Hutch. The offensive line, I know it's their staple, but they didn't play well this year.
Yeah.
And, they were talking about left tackle and all that. I said, well, you got Penny Sewell, why don't you – move over there.
Yeah. You remember, did you – what was that? 5, 6, 7 weeks ago, they tried to bring back Frank Ragnow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he couldn't pass the pass and all this stuff going on. It reminded me of a story I've told before on the air about Brett Romberg, was our backup center for a long time for Tom Clark. You know Brett? Dude, he is so funny.
That dude
is so funny. He's something else.
Man. Yeah, he is, dude. I've never seen a more fat dude just like that would just be naked all the time.
Bro, just like a calendar model at all times. All just day. A calendar model all at all times. So Romberg, man, was gone from Atlanta for like a year and a half. And then I remember. Suddenly, I can't remember who it was. Maybe Peter Kahn's or somebody goes down with an ACL, and they call Romberg back. Like him and Dimitrov were kind of buddies, and Dimitrov calls him back. He's like, "Hey, man, what you weigh?" And Romberg's like, 285.
Yeah, okay. Bro.
When I tell you this, man, he shows up. I think he had just got done vomiting because he just had to do his weight in. So he shows up in the locker room, bro. He's like sick. He's like, I pounded like 8 tuna fish sandwiches on the way to the airport.
Right.
Bro, I ate like 3 hoagies when I got off the plane.
Because Romberg's a 270?
Bro, at best. I mean, soaking wet. Yeah. It was 270 like 270? At the height of his career. When's the Remington probably at 270?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I always think about that kind of story. I think of Frank Ragnow's like didn't pass his physical. Could have been anything.
But the thing with the Detroit is like Dan needs to go back to doing what Dan does, being the head coach.
Yes.
He's got to find him a play caller and everything like that. And when you look at the Vikings, Brian Flores, he coordinated his ass off yesterday.
Jesse.
I mean, God, just I mean, like he didn't give Jared Goff any time. And for your season's on the line, and you have 5 turnovers, 6 total as a team. But, yeah, I think the thing with Minnesota, you got to figure out what to do with the quarterback. Is Justin Jefferson want to stay?
It's rough.
It's rough up there. But I take my hat off to Brian Flo because I know Flo's he's going to get some more head coaching interviews. Don't know if he's going to get a job or something, but he should have been a damn head coach.
Dude, and he's the swaggiest dude out there.
Flo should have been a head coach.
I look at Aaron Glenn and Brian Flo. I'm like, y'all got so much swag. Got a little bit of crooked flat bill with the vest on.
Oh, dude.
I'm like, man, y'all doing this thing.
I like that look.
I appreciate it all day, every day. Cowboys, Commanders. Cowboys come out 30-23. These two teams both dead in the water right now. I don't know what Dan Quinn is. I don't know what Dan Quinn will be. I don't know, man. I said last year that I thought Jaden Daniels, as good as they were, Jaden Daniels rescued them from a lot of bad decisions.
I agree.
And all of a sudden, Cliff Kingsbury doesn't look quite as cool.
Yep.
Dan Quinn doesn't look quite as cool.
Yep.
That's a team that's dealing with a situation as far as their quarterback goes. They're gonna have to make some decisions. Man, there's a bunch of teams like that in the NFL.
Yeah, I think the one thing with Washington, the first thing they do, they gotta get younger on defense. We understand that. I appreciate what he tried to do with bringing Wags and those guys in. Obviously, culture type guys.
Got rid of Jonathan.
And they gotta do that. But the biggest thing, their biggest issue, and you said it, they lost their quarterback. And you can't. This kid is so dynamic. He, like you said, he makes up for bad. And not to have him this year was a big damn deal for him. That's why I think if you look at the Washington brass and, they look at it from a standpoint of, okay, Marcus Mariota, he's a backup for a reason, know. And he would have him in there, but then he would do Marcus Mariota things.
Exactly.
He'd get interception.
We saw it right here.
Or fumble. Exactly. And so if you're Washington, you got to just retool like that. And the biggest thing is his health. I think when you look at the Cowboys, whatever they can do defensively, they got to do. They got to do it. Because I'm talking about that Debo – like for
man,
like he just ran bland and not bland helmet off and all that. They're so bad defensively, and then you got
it's like they got names, but not really dogs.
You know what I mean? Like, Diggs and I love bland. I think bland can play just coming off the injury.
I'm a big fan
and then
Diggs,
he can. Yeah. I know that's your people, but
yeah, no, I feel you.
Yeah,
I feel you on that. What's trending? Been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We come back, we're going to talk to Roddy Nabulsi. I'm sorry, from UJSports.com. I was going to ask you real quick. Can you think of the biggest game from your college career?
Oh, Hobnail.
Hobnail boot game.
Mm-hmm.
Come
definitely.
On, boy. That's
definitely.
What I'm talking about.
Definitely.
We'll talk to Roddy Nabulsi on the other side about that Sugar Bowl coming between Ole Miss and Georgia. Stick with us. It's the Midday Show. Mike Johnson, Randy McMichael, Sports Radio 92 on the game.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
People ain't on it. Okay. You got five on it.
Should I wait for the beat to drop?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Because, you know, Rod always come up with something. So this is a...
Trying to pay this man his respect.
This is an interesting one.
You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Okay. welcome back in. It's 11:41 here on the Midday Show. Mike Johnson filling in for Andy. You got Randy McMichael. This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. And it is time to welcome in Roddy Nabulsi from UGASports.com. He's on the Wade4.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Roddy, I was just getting acquainted with the fact that you're allowed to pick your music. Now, I love that that was able to happen. Is there any reason whatsoever that you'd be willing to share that that was the tune that you wanted to be welcomed in with, man? Hope you're doing well today.
Well, aside from it being an iconic classic, I don't give people a lot of betting advice. I don't want to ever be responsible for somebody losing a house note or something like that. But if I had $5 to spend, I would spend it on the Georgia Bulldogs in this coming game, upcoming game against Ole Miss. Mainly because I cannot see any situation in which the Georgia Bulldogs give up 17 points in 54 seconds like they did last year. The fact that Gunnar Stockton is not making his first start, and the fact that I just cannot conceive of a Georgia defense giving up 5 straight touchdowns like they did to Ole Miss when the two met earlier this year. I could never see a Kirby Smart team doing it anyway, and the fact that Ole Miss was able to pull it off was mind-boggling earlier this year. But twice, I don't see that happening. So I'm just going to say, I bet this Sugar Bowl is different than last year's Sugar Bowl, and if you got $5, put it on that. I don't even know if that's a bet, if that's an impossible bet, but right. if you can find it, get it.
Rod, how is it, because I'm like you, I went back last Saturday, because only a couple games on, so I went back and actually watched that game. How is this team different from that game because of what you said as far as giving up the 5 touchdowns and 17 points in however many seconds? I mean, as great as Georgia's offense was in that game, and they were great. Just talk about how this team is different than that game up there in Athens.
Well, I go back to the fact that the secondary was not good. They've gotten a lot better. DeMello Jones has come on. I used to have a weekly tweet about Elias Robinson giving up a pass interference call.
Yes.
You know, now it's a weekly tweet about him getting an interception. So yeah. That's night and day difference. Change of possession versus 15 yards and automatic first down. I'll take the first then. Also, if you look at the stats are not dramatically different when they played Ole Miss versus where they are now. Points per game, yards per pass allowed, running yards, scoring average. It's pretty close. And you're like, wait a minute, they look completely different. And they do. But when you dig a little deeper and you go, okay, let's look at quarterback pressures. Let's look at passes defended. Let's look at sacks, tackles for loss, missed tackles. All of those little deeper numbers really favor this Georgia defense. And, you know, we can get really excited to say the defense is playing much better than it did when they faced Ole Miss. But we also have to account for the fact that in that game against Ole Miss, Georgia did not punt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They scored every time they touched the ball. And just like I can't see Georgia giving up five straight touchdowns, I can't see Georgia scoring every time it touches the ball. That's, I mean, that was an out-of-body experience by, you know, Gunnar Stockton, the offense, Mike Bobo, everybody that was involved in that. The fact that, you know, your punter doesn't never see the field, that's a rarity in this game. So they both play great, but Georgia's defense versus last year and, excuse me, the earlier meeting, and the fact that they are more dangerous for more spaces now. Georgia's passing game, its running game, its offensive line, even with Drew Bobo out, this is a nasty offensive line. And at some point this season, they've lost every offensive lineman.
Right.
But they've been able to plug and play new guys. Some guys have come back and gotten healthy. The offense is going to be legit, and they can take the team on the other side of the field and keep that offense off of the field. So you saw that with Alabama. You saw the change of possession, or time of possession, when Georgia faced Alabama a second time. I can see them doing their damnedest to keep Trinidad Chambliss on the sideline with long, boring drives where you just move down the field, come away with 3 or 7, and win the possession battle. And I don't think Georgia had the ability to do that early in the season. They tried, but there were just too many times where the defense would give up too quick and, you know, give up 7 points. And that's just not this Georgia team right now.
Yeah, Roddy, I think that's such a good point because obviously I'm a Bama guy, and like a lot of people wanted to point to Drew Bobo being out of that game in the SEC Championship. And I'm like, dude, I don't know that that's going to be, like, when we look back on it, that's going to be like the real hinge point here that you're thinking it's going to be. And I think you bring up a good point. I mean, I do remember from the first matchup with Ole Miss this year, but Georgia held the ball in the fourth quarter for like 13 minutes or something just insane like that. Trinidad Chambliss was like 1 of 10 passing in the fourth quarter for like 1 yard. I think they're – look, I've gone on record on this station multiple times. I'm a Bama guy, but I think Georgia wins the national title. I just think that they're too well-rounded. But if you were going to point out one thing and be honest, you know, with fans out there, what is there anything that's going on right now Georgia-wise that would kind of give you pause moving to this matchup and say, man, I hope that doesn't really play itself out?
Gabe Harris being out of this game possibly, that gives me concern. And, again, we can talk about all the improvements they've made and the guys that have filled in for other injured players. You know, it's always fun to say next man up, but when your next man up is, you know, not nearly as good as the guy that he's replacing, that is a cause for concern. And Gabe Harris and Quintavious Johnson, who were, I won't say non-existent earlier in the year, but you just didn't see a lot of sacks, didn't see a lot of pressure from those guys. They have matured well into the season, just like, you know, Ellis Robinson and DeMello Jones and some of those guys on defense who are playing so much better. And with Gabe having turf toe, and that is such a hard thing to come back from. I mean, I'm not certain who's going to play opposite him. And when you have Charlie Weiss on the other side, he said, okay, I don't have as much pressure coming from that side, or we got a new guy over there. That I never want to put it to one guy being out, but that is, if I'm a Georgia fan right now, my first question when we get Glenn Schumann tomorrow at the at the press conference, we get to talk to the defensive coordinator. We go, hey, who's filling in for Gabe, and how good is he, and are you comfortable with him, and who else could fill in after him? And I would just be peppering Glenn Schumann the questions about one guy being out. Also, Georgia's not a great team when it comes to turnovers. They just – and when we saw last year, the strip sack and the kick return for touchdown I would feel a lot more comfortable with this Georgia team going into the playoffs if I knew that they had a positive turnover ratio. You know, at least 1 point in the game, 2 points in the game, they're going to force a fumble, they're going to get an interception, they're going to cause the other team to do something. And I just don't have that confidence in Georgia.
All right, Roddy, we're looking at this game, and obviously, we know about the loss of their head coach and everything like that. Georgia knew who they were going to play in the Sugar Bowl when the final brackets came out and all those different things. If you had to take away one of the best things that Ole Miss does, would you prefer to take away Chambliss and his throwing ability, or Lacy and his ability to run the ball?
I would take away Lacy and his ability to run the ball, and that's probably dumb on my part, and that's why I'm not a coach. I'm an idiot journalist because I don't know football like those guys. But, I saw what Georgia did to a one-dimensional Alabama. You know, Mike, when the team can't run it, even though you've got a guy who can throw it and run it himself, As dangerous as Ty Simpson is, as dangerous as Trinidad Chambliss is, I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in college football. The guy gives defense coordinators absolute nightmares. But if you take away, here's the perfect example. When Georgia was starting out early in the year and on first down, they were terrible on first down because it's a 50-50 proposition. Are they going to run it? Are they going to throw it? And if Georgia could stop the run or at least get a tie on that play, they could get them to second and eight or third and long. Well, then, the percentages of them throwing it go way up. And even though Georgia's secondary is bad, you could drop enough guys back to counteract the fact that your secondary is not good. So give me a one-dimensional Ole Miss team, and that pulls the fangs out of the indecision on the defense. The defense can work its pressure packages if they're not worried about the run.
Hanging out with Roddy Nabulsi, UGASports.com, talking all things Ole Miss versus Georgia coming up in the Sugar Bowl, which seems like it's been forever since Georgia's played.
Yes, it does.
Seems like it has been forever since that SEC championship. What is, when you talk about this offensive line, you mentioned Drew Bobo. That's a unit that I've really enjoyed watching, even with the youth they have across the board. What has kind of been the linchpin for them of really stepping up to the plate the last couple of times they've taken the field and pretty dominant performances for a group that I don't know that a lot of people thought very highly of coming into the year?
When we did our predictions on how the team was going to play out on July 1st, I said, this is a rebuilding year. This is not a reloading year for Kirby Smart. There's just way too many guys. You lost four offensive linemen who got drafted by the league. Four out of five offensive linemen are in the NFL. No team comes back from that with a better squad than it had. Well, they got a better squad than they had, and it kind of blows my mind. Dontrell Glover, the true freshman, Juan Gaston, another true freshman. We give them a lot of inches, on UGA Sports and, in the newspapers and all that stuff. Those guys get written about a lot. But the fact that Monroe Freeling, he'll have one bad block or one miss, and everybody will talk about that. But then he'll go up there and against Auburn on one leg and win SEC Player of the Week, Offensive Lineman of the Week. He is an absolute stud at left tackle. Ernest Green at right tackle has been lights out. Those two guards are tremendous. And then Micah Morris, one of the strongest guys, not only at Georgia, but in the SEC. And they started playing with a chip on their shoulder, and they just go out and dominate people. They're kind guys. We talk to them. They're great to talk to in interviews. But they're mean as hell on the field. So that has had a lot to do with it. They took the questions about their tenacity and their willingness, and they took it to heart. And now they are a very strong unit, and they're deep. And here's the thing. Most of those guys are coming back next year. So it's going to be they might all come back. So it could be a very good run for Georgia and Gunnar Stockton next year as well.
Hey, Rob, I want to get your opinion because I know we haven't had you on since the first round of playoff games. Your thoughts on the Alabama, Oklahoma, and also Miami getting out of College Station with a win.
I thought that Oklahoma really just crapped the bed. You're up 17-0 at home. You just can't go just fall apart. And give all the credit to Alabama. That is a team that, we talk about Georgia being hard to kill and the way they came back week after week after week. The question wasn't how far would Georgia fall back. It's how much would they overcome,
Right.
It wasn't will they win. It's just how hard are they going to have to fight. Alabama's been the same thing. They've been down a few times, and they have fought back. And now they got LT Overton back. That's going to make that game a lot more interesting that he's healthy. And then the Miami winning at Texas Tech didn't shock me. I don't understand the game plan that Texas Tech was running there. No help on that offensive line, just letting the Miami defensive line tee off. Ohio State's not going to be that stupid, so it's going to be a little rougher game for them. I just don't see that. And good luck to Alabama facing Indiana. That's I know it sounds weird to say Indiana's the best team in college football, but if you look at them, they are really, really good. And a lot of us kind of want to say it's a flash in the pan, but those kids are playing out of their minds. They got a great defense, great offense. And in other words, Miami and Alabama won good games against dumb opponents, and now they're going to face somebody really talented.
I appreciate you being gentle there, Roddy, on my Crimson Tide, man.
Anytime, my friend, anytime.
Hey, that's Roddy Nabulsi, UGA Sports, man. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
Appreciate you, Rod.
Y'all take care.
Yeah, thanks, man.
See you, man.
It is interesting to say, too, and we're going to get into it a little bit later in the show, but the Bama-Indiana matchup, Kurt Cignetti was our wide receiver coach at Bama when I was there with Nick, and Unique character, man.
Is he a defensive guy though?
No, he's an offensive guy.
Okay, I thought he was a defensive guy.
I mean, think about this now. Like, Kurt Cignetti was the wide receiver coach for Julio Jones for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe all 3 years that Julio was at Bama. And you want to talk about an interesting relationship? You've been around wide receiver coaches like Terry Rubisky.
We never thought. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you have to be a certain type of individual to deal with wideouts.
Yes,
and Kurt Cignetti, not that dude. They're just not that dude. Like, you feel like you're talking to a statue half the time.
Really?
Oh, man. Like, the whole thing where it's like, Google me, I win.
Yes.
That's because I don't think he knew what else to say. Just straight up. I like the guy. But just as far as being a wide receiver coach, it's so unique.
That is a very interesting matchup.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's very interesting. Why? Because I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier this week, and obviously we'll talk more about it next week because the game is next week. But I think Alabama wins. I think, you know, I don't know why. I think Alabama, it's just that, like Roddy was saying, it's something about that brand.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And Ty Simpson, I mean, Indiana's defense is really, really good.
Yeah.
They really, really are. But I think if they can protect Ty like they did the second half against Oklahoma.
It is strange because Indiana, we got to go to break. I know. You're waving at me. You gave me the 3 minute. But Indiana reminds me so much of like 2009 Alabama team that I played for.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't really explosive.
Right.
But we were just like, we're going to get 5 yards.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A hook or crook.
Ingram going to win the Heisman. Trent Richardson was his backup. Like, we're gonna get five. You know, I was a trophy winner playing on my left.
You
in
were, were you, you, are, you, your team, y'all beat, y'all.
We beat Texas.
Beat Texas. That's when
Cole McCoy.
When Marcel Reese like knocked his whole right side off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. If Cole didn't get injured.
Oh my God, whatever.
I ain't going there with y'all.
Yeah, whatever.
We're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to go in the huddle, talk about some of these matchups. We also need to dive into some Atlanta Falcons. And I got a question for Randy. If you had to pick out a Christmas gift for Andy and give it to his wife to gift to him, what would it be? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.